Who doesn't love berries, the sweet, sour, tart and colorful fare for pies, jams and jellies? But have you ever made barbecue sauce or a meat pie with a saskatoon? What about a salad dotted with currants? And how best to ken or freeze berries when they're in abundance in the backyard, you pick or farmer's market? All is answered in the jam-packed, pun intended, The Little Prairie Book of Berries by Alberta author and gardening expert Cheryl Normandu. Though the book has been available since last fall, harvest time is an ideal chance to take a closer look at these prairie gems, says the author. In all, 6 berries are highlighted, 2 aren't technically berries, she admits. They include saskatoons, hascaps, chokecherries and sea buckthorn, plus sour cherries and currants, lesser-known fruits that are still local to the prairie region. Developing the recipes for the book was so much fun, said Calgary-based Normandu, who admits she doesn't grow any berries herself in her small space and community garden, instead relying on U-picks, farmers markets and even urban foraging for her fix. Eating is a part of gardening, and I do a lot of canning, so all that's in the book. Recipes plus tips on freezing, dehydrating and canning. An admitted cookie monster, Normandu includes recipes like a ginger cookie with currant, black currant jam and chokecherry cheesecake, along with savory surprises that she says are some of her favorites in the book. A tortiere-like Saskatoon meat pie and Saskatoon barbecue sauce are highlights. You have to make the barbecue sauce. It's awesome, she said. Normandu says she wanted to showcase the berries we know less about. Sea buckthorn, which grows all over the world and is challenging to pick, because thorns, hascaps, a raspberry-blueberry fusion which originated in Japan and only grows in cold climates, like northern Canada, and even Siberia, and sour cherries, which grow in abundance across the prairies. We all know and use raspberries and strawberries, so I wanted to offer something else, something accessible to all, she said. I start each chapter with information on how to grow, harvest and store and then onto some beautiful recipes. I stay away from fancy ingredients, always encouraging people to use what they've got. The Little Prairie Book of Berries is widely available at most booksellers and online. The 200-page book offers over 60 illustrated recipes, and includes notes for dietary restrictions too. Saskatoon berry barbecue sauce, whether you're grilling bison, elk, beef, pork, chicken, or a vegetarian burger. This tangy, garlicky, smoky barbecue sauce is the perfect condiment to accompany it. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free, vegetarian and vegan. Makes 2-cup swap. Hascap berries, currants, or sour cherries for Saskatoon's ingredients 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil 1 small shallot, finely minced 3 small garlic cloves, crushed 3 cups fresh or frozen Saskatoon's 1/2 cup brown sugar. Packed 1/2 cup ketchup 1/4 cup maple syrup 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar 2 teaspoons ground black pepper 1 teaspoon kosher salt 1 teaspoon smoked paprika 1/2 teaspoon ground mustard 2 tablespoon fresh lemon juice Instructions Warm the olive oil in a large saucepan over low heat. Add the shallot and garlic. Sauté until golden brown, about 10 minutes. Add the remaining ingredients except for the lemon juice to the saucepan. Bring the mixture to a boil, then turn the heat down to low. Simmer, stirring occasionally, for 45 minutes. The mixture will thicken and reduce slightly. Add the lemon juice and remove the sauce from the heat. Cool the mixture to room temperature. Puree the mixture with an immersion blender until smooth. Saskatoon berry barbecue sauce may be kept in the refrigerator in a sealed jar for up to 1 month. Hascap berry and banana breakfast shake if crawling out of bed in the morning and going to work is absolutely necessary. Why, oh why? Then at least treat yourself to a breakfast shake that will make both your taste buds and tummy happy. This is it. If you don't have tahini, sesame paste, almond or cashew butters are good substitutions. Dairy-free, vegan and vegetarian. Makes 2 10-ounce drinks Ingredients 2 cups cashew or almond milk 3/4 cup fresh Hascap berries 1 large banana, chopped 1/4 cup dry quick oats 2 tablespoon tahini recipe Combine all ingredients in a blender and pulse until completely combined and smooth. Pour into 2 tall glasses and enjoy. Recipes by Cheryl Normandu from the Little Prairie Book of Berries, copyright 2021 by Cheryl Normandu.